Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment in Brachos on Foods. We were discussing yesterday the concept that, according to many authorities, a person would make a separate bracha on dessert, even if they washed at the beginning of the meal. Just to connect our end with our beginning, there is a unique question if the dessert is a mezonos item. Now let's think this through for a second. Not all mezonos, but many mezonos items. If I were to ask you, maybe a quick review question, if I were to ask you what's the appropriate bracha on a cookie, so I'm sure everyone would just say mezonos. But the truth is it's not exactly so, because there is a three-way argument. The Gemara says that pas haba bekistin, which is some quasi-bread product, if you have it as a snack, you make a mezonos, and if you have it as a meal, you make hamotzi. Fine. There was a three-way argument in the Rishonim as to what is called, what we mean when we say pas haba bekistin. One of three opinions was something made with flour and baked and is sweetened. So a cookie would fall under that. But according to the other two opinions, a cookie's not filled necessarily. A cookie's not necessarily crisp. So according to the other two opinions, a cookie, even if you were just having it as a snack, would be hamotzi. It's only one of three opinions that says you should make a mezonos on a cookie if you're having it as a snack. Now, what do we do practically? We actually go like all three opinions, which means that whether it be a cookie, whether it be, like a Danish or something, whether it be a crisp pretzel, a crunchy pretzel, all of those, if we're having them as a snack, we make a mezonos. But that means that in most of the examples, two-thirds of the opinions hold it should be a motzi, we're making a mezonos. Why is that? And the reason explained in halacha is, generally speaking, when it comes to brachos, we err to the side of not making more brachos. Okay? So if you treat it as hamotzi, that means there's a bracha matilas adayim. That means there's a bracha hamotzi. That means there's numerous brachos for benching. If you treat it as mezonos, it's a simpler bracha package. And therefore, based on that concept, when any of these food items comes up, as long as if it's one of the three opinions, we say, listen, if we're just having it as a snack, we make a mezonos because we're going like the more lenient opinion to minimize the number of brachos that we make. It's wonderful to make a bracha, but we try not to overdo it in terms of brachos. Okay, so now imagine the following scenario. A person washed on their meal. They made hamotzi already. Let's say for dessert, somebody brings out a piece of ridiculously sweet bread. And the only reason to eat that bread would be as a pleasant taste, not because it serves a nutritional role during the meal. Would you make another hamotzi? Even if you say that the role of the new bread is totally different than the role of the original bread, you made a hamotzi already at the meal. I mean, even if it's of a different function, I made the bracha already. I'm not going to make the same bracha twice in one meal. I could sit at a meal and have all different types of foods and cover them under the rubric of one bracha. If the role happened to be adam, I make one adam and I'm done. So, if I say that the cookie is a mezonos and I'm having it at the end of a meal and I normally make a bracha on dessert, I should make a mezonos because it's serving a different function than the bread. But if I say that the cookie is hamotzi, then I shouldn't make a new bracha because I already made hamotzi at the beginning of a meal. And therefore, in this context, the more conservative approach in terms of brachos would be to treat them more like hamotzi and less like mezonos. So the commonly held position, even if you do make brachos on dessert, is if the dessert product is something that falls under the category pas haba bekistin, which would include cake and Danish and cookies and I'm sure many other wonderful examples, then you don't make a mezonos because according to one or two other opinions, it's hamotzi and you already made hamotzi at the beginning of the meal. So that's our way of going to the side of caution in terms of brachos here. Normally, by pas haba bekistin, we go to the side of caution by making mezonos. Sometimes we go to the side of caution by treating it as hamotzi, thus not requiring a bracha at all. There's at least one type of example that comes to mind that, according to everybody, is pas haba bekistin. A nice piece of crisp apple pie, right? So it's sweet, it's filled, and if the crust is more of a crisp, crunchy type of crust, so then it's definitely mezonos, according to all the opinions. So, if you make brachas on dessert, you would still make a Mazonos on a crisp piece of apple pie, but you wouldn't on cake or cookies. I want to thank all of you for staying with us through this series. Always open to suggestions for new topics. And I want to give a very special thank you to Reuven Mizrahi, Nechemiah Mand, and Noach Wolf for all of their help in continuing this series. Thanks very much for joining us.